The Warriors grab a 2-1 series lead over the Rockets with a Game 3 win in the Western Conference Finals. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this Warriors Sound Review starts with Stephen Curry, who had a game-high 35 points and 5 three-pointers in a 41-point win, the largest margin of victory in a playoffs game for the Warriors in franchise history.
I think we played smarter and you know, harder than Game 2. Game 1, we were pretty solid. James got off a little bit, made a lot of tough shots. He had 40, obviously. Game 2, we were just a step slow mentally and physically, allowing paint touches and driving kicks and all that. They got their three-point game going. Tonight, played a lot better one-on-one defense. We're able to, play contain and not have to rotate as much. And that helped us kind of get a lot of momentum. And from there, it fueled our offense and got our crowd into it, and it's kind of exactly how we drew it up. We feel like we're in a good place mentally, knowing when we're not just when we're focused and locked in, but when that turns into executing on both ends of the floor, that we can get to our type of basketball early in the game and often and play a complete 48-minute game. But yeah, it doesn't matter. 0-0 come Tuesday, and we got to be ready. A lot of people say, like our guys have said it, there's no other motivation than you need to than to wake up on Tuesday and know you're playing Game 4 of a Western Conference Finals against a great team with great players on that side of the court. So this is kind of what you work for all year, to be in these type of moments, this position. Win, lose, or draw, you got to just be excited about this opportunity because we're playing high-level basketball in front of the world. So it's fun. Just got to be ready.
Kevin Durant joined the TNT Inside the NBA crew on their set inside Oracle Arena after the game.
Kevin Durant joins us now. 25-point night, 9 of 19 shooting, a night when Steph Curry steps out with 35. We heard from Steph, heard from Steve Kerr. Let's hear from you. Did you, as he was starting the first 10 quarters of this playoff series, 3-for-20 from deep, were there any concerns on your part about his shot?
Well, we're playing one of the toughest teams in the league, and individually you got to do a lot. So it's hard for me to worry about Steph Curry. He's an all-world talent. So, I just try to encourage him as much as possible, let him know that, we missed shots, so what, just keep playing. And tonight he was just moving on to the next play, playing good defense. I think his defense is the reason why he got it going on the offensive side.
How did you make this game more like Game 1 than Game 2 was?
We defended well. We didn't give up straight line drives. That's what this team thrives off of. James getting into the paint, CP, and then they throwing out the shooters. And I thought we did a good job of just staying in front.
Yeah, we all know Steve Kerr to be a very incredible, nice guy. Played for Steve, never seen him get mad. As I watch the game, he's very intense into the game. What was his conversation after the game, too?
The next game is going to be the toughest game in the playoffs. We can't get satisfied because we're at home and we won. We up 2-1. The stuff that, keep guys just locked in. I know tomorrow's going to be a good film session in practice. And mentally, you just got to stay locked in. It's easy to get comfortable.
Well, as Shaq was said, we know you're a prolific MF. What is it?
Prolific MF score.
What kind of MF is it?
Most frequently.
Most frequently. You score. So,
okay. Congratulations. You got to chuckle out of it.
No doubt. Right. Yeah, we had to. But I think overall, they always say stars make everyone else better. What is your conscious effort to get everyone else going when scoring comes so easy for you?
I just know you don't help your teammates by just getting assists. I think just my presence out there on the defensive side of the ball, if I'm talking, if I'm guarding the rim, if I'm, switching well. And I'm playing with force in the offensive end. I think my teammates feed off of it. So, I just try to stay focused every single day and practice shooting rounds in the games. And, hopefully, I just give my team a jolt of energy. So, I know it's different ways to help your teammates get better.
Is Draymond Green as annoying in person as he is on television?
Annoying to who?
You should go talk to him downstairs.
Yeah. He ain't gonna do it.
Is he annoying? You're around him every day. He's annoying on television.
What annoys you about a Draymond?
He gonna apologize to him.
Downstairs, you can go ask him.
Go ask him, man.
Hey, yeah. Can I ask him? Then let the man answer the question.
He's you not gonna, annoying to him.
Nah, you might run down, but you're going to walk back, Cletus. Go on down there. Go on down there,
bro. Wait, you talk like it's 1988, brother. It's not, man. You ain't the same Charles Barkley, man. Nobody's scared of
leave
you.
Them people alone, Chuck. Leave them people
that's
alone.
True. Let me ask you this question, though. This is a serious basketball question. I meant my first question, though. is it really such an amazing thing when you're a great player to be able to play one-on-one because they can't double off Steph, they can't double off Klay. So each one of you guys have a really amazing advantage every night on the offensive end.
They do a lot of helping off of, like, you know, guys like Draymond and Andre and stay home at the, shooters on the wing. So, I just try to read the defense, if I see if I can shoot over somebody, I can use it.
Well, you notice on all those plays, you're one-on-one, right?
Well, that's just all it makes. I mean, that's not the whole game. So,
Kevin, I got a question I always wanted to ask you. You're 6'11", 7 foot. How the hell did you convince the coaches to let you play guard? I want to play guard. They told me last check. You got to get down there at that post.
You have to be able to move to play guard.
Yeah, I was a little skinnier than you were.
I moved past you. There it is. Chuck, Google me, baby. I moved past you in every category.
You think a 41-point win tonight will keep Draymond's mom from tweeting and calling you out?
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure it will. This is W's at all that matters around here, so I'm sure she'll be all right.
And, two things, actually. The next step for your team. Like, we see how good you have been. What is the step that's missing, or that you're not even missing, that you're trying to get to? What's the next step that you're trying to get to as a unit?
Well, it's just about for us. It's just, focusing in every possession. That's hard to do, especially when you're trying to win the championship.
Does it get boring only because you guys do score so easy?
No, it doesn't get boring. I mean, so many teams are playing fast now and playing small now to try to match up with us, so. It just makes us think on the defensive side of the ball. This team is making us, guard multiple actions before they get into the isolation, and we got to stay home. And we're usually a team that help a lot at the rim. So we're just thinking about other things. And offensively, they're switching a lot. So, we got to dig down in our bag a little bit more to figure out how we're going to get good shots.
Well, number one, I want to thank you for coming up. But also, we had to wait until you took a shower.
Yeah, I know.
So we actually been up here like an extra 45 minutes too long. So next time, can you speed your shower up?
You want me to apologize?
No.
He's been an MVP. He's been an NBA champion.
Oh, I know where he's going with this. Yes. Oh, he got to say it again.
And he's the two-time horse champion. The only guy to be a two-time horse champion at All-Star Weekend.
Okay, on the way out, give us your favorite Davies song. There it is.
KD, of course.
There it is. All right, say no more. All right.
Thanks a lot for spending time with us, man. Appreciate you. All right, man.
There it is.
And this was the breakdown on NBA TV's Game Time with Casey Stern, Greg Anthony, and Sam Mitchell.
We know it's going to be more of the same for the Warriors, so I want to kind of get both of you on Houston. They say they didn't come out tough enough, they were soft, all of those things. You're the coach. What are you saying to this team when you go over film after what happened?
Well, Casey, look, I don't believe they came out soft and didn't play hard. You're telling me in the Western Conference Finals, you had the best record in all of the NBA, and you're telling me you're going to come out in a game 3 on the road against the Golden State Warriors and not compete? No, let's give credit to Golden State. They took Houston out of what they wanted to do. Let's just put that on the table. They beat them. Just like Houston beat Golden State and dictated the tempo and the pace and how they were going to play in game 2, Golden State did the same thing. If you're the Houston Rockets, get back to what you did in game 2. You got to break. When you play that way, Mike D'Antoni said in game 2, we got to play the way we play. We just got to play harder, smarter, and better. So when you break down these Golden State Warriors defenders, and Greg said it, you got to look to make the play for your teammates, because without the P.J. Tuckers and other ancillary players, Eric Gordon and those guys, James Harden and Chris Paul can't score enough to beat this team by themselves. They got to get their 25-plus, but they got to make sure they get the other guys involved, the Trevor Reeses and all those guys, because guess what happens after that? When those guys get touches and knockdown shots, they play defense, they rebound, they move the ball. And so Mike D'Antoni's got to make sure that James Harden and Chris Paul set the tone, not just by scoring, but getting everybody else involved, energize that defense, because right now they got a problem. Because Durant's already been on fire, and now Steph Curry is seeming like he's found his way. And God knows if Klay Thompson ever wakes up and starts making shots, then I don't know.
Then it won't matter what they do.
Exactly.
Yeah, listen, they had 19 turnovers.
And I think they hit it on the head. They did play soft. They didn't play with force. And by force, I mean, like, they went in playing for calls from the officials when they attacked the rim, as opposed to playing through the contact and getting the finishes. So those are two areas that they've got to improve upon. And they've got to get a little quicker with their ball movement and their pace. They resorted in a lot of ways back to how they looked in game one. And I think they got to get back to playing a little faster. Now they, and again, I go back to this, they felt Golden State at their best. Even in game one, Golden State wasn't like this. They weren't nearly as good defensively. This was a complete performance. And now the question is, can Houston match that? Because Mike D'Antoni talked about it. We have to have more force in terms of how we approach this game. We've got to be able to hit them, you know, and we've got to be strong mentally. Because I don't think they were really strong mentally in this game, and it just got away from them.
Game 4 is Tuesday at Oracle Arena before the series shifts back to Houston for Game 5 on Thursday. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.